that's reversed, and I call the first one a bucket and the last one a pail.
Okay, fine. what would you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
All right. The thing at the kitchen sink that water comes out of, you know, where you turn it on and off?
Faucet.
Okay. And if the same thing on a barrel, a big barrel?
Spigot.
Okay. And the same kind of thing out in the yard that you get water out of?
Hydrant.
Right. When you buy a few cans of food or something at the store, what do they put into when you carry it home?
Bag. Paper bag.
And when you get a large bag, say of chicken feet or potatoes or something like that, a loosely woven bag, what would you call that?
Sack.
What would you call, let's see, a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth that's shaped like this and blow on, you know? Okay. And
now, wait a minute, what do you call that?
Oh, explain it to me. No, really.
That's the one I don't know.
Yeah.
No, you could call it a harmonica.
Uh-huh.
It is a harmonica, but once put down, we call it R. Okay. That's the first set, we call it harmonica.
Okay, it doesn't matter. All right, now, there's another small musical instrument that's made out of metal, and you hold it between your teeth and pick it.
Yeah, what is that rascal called? Oh, and you're taping. Miss Estrogen, I don't want to be taped.
Oh, listen, you just have to forget about this thing because it just doesn't, you know.
Said your home. What do you call that thing? Is that the Jews?
Okay. Let's see. What would you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board that balances in the middle? Kids go up.
Teeter tot.
Okay. And do you have a name for a homemade merry-go-round?
Flying jig.
All right, let's see. There's a flat piece of stone that you use to sharpen knives or sides on.
That's a...
Could you tell me some different kinds of wooden fences that you'd be familiar with?
Wooden fences. Oh, picket fence.
Mm-hmm. What's that like?
You have your board straight up and down and it's cut in a triangular shape at the top. Mm-hmm. Picket, you know.
Too many people spending the night at your house and you have to make a bed on the floor because you don't have enough room, what would you call that?
Pallet.
You know, that's funny. I've never been familiar with that word.
Oh, I've used it all my life.
Have you really?
All my life, yeah.
That's funny. Everyone that I've talked to has known it and I never did.
Yeah. I've used it forever.
Okay.
I've slept on them too.
What would you call low ground in a river valley?
Low ground.
Mm-hmm. Say it if you know, because we just want to know, even if you're not real sure, it doesn't matter, you know. Okay, well, you name several kinds of roads depending on what they're made of.
Roads,
mm-hmm. Like
dirt road, asphalt, concrete.
Okay, if it's a paved